Welcome back. I do believe we still have the lady on the line speaking about the value added tax.
Ms. Maxine McLean.
Hello. Oh, okay. Well, forgive me. I'm not familiar with all of the voices.
I've never spoken to you on this program, so this is my first time.
Okay, well, welcome. You were referring to Cap 87, I believe.
Yeah, let me just quickly go back so that you remember what I was saying. I'm calling, as I said, because as I listen to the various exchanges, and the most recent being that of Minister Strong this morning with a story carried by Mr. Ellis, basically the VAT amendment, Value-Added Tax Amendment Bill 2019, which is now passed into law, sought to do two things, and I'm hearing only about one. The two things, of course, there was a tax write-off, and for the 1996 to 2000 period, a write-off of not only tax, a write-off for the 1996 to 2000 write-off of outstanding tax and of penalties and interest in respect of arrears of tax. The second part of that related to a waiver of penalties and interest for the years 2001 to 2017. Now, as I said, I was confused because as I listened to the exchanges and to Mr. Strong this morning, he did not address the issue of the write-off in those 4 years. And it has thrown up a lot of discussion and questions in places I've gone. And I'll tell you what is also more concerning. As I said, I had also listen to the debate, and I went and did that research. I don't speak unless I get my facts marshaled. And I looked at what he said in relation to this. I also looked at what the minister, the senator who led off the debate in the Senate, this was Minister McConney. And so she confused the thing for me more, because, and I'll quote from what she said, because it's carried as a quote in the paper, and it says, she stressed that it was not debt forgiveness, but more of a debt write-off, in that the penalties and interest will only take effect as long as the tax arrears are paid off or an arrangement is made with the revenue authority before the deadline is given and so on. Now, she doesn't speak to the write-off of the four-year period. At least if she did, she doesn't understand what she was saying. Senator McConney said that the outstanding VAT had been difficult to collect in some instances. The defaulters had died or their businesses had closed down. She insisted on the article quotes, while we have written off the debt, it does not mean the taxpayers still owe the tax. So there's a lot of confusion. My concern, really, as I said in my first comment, VAT is monies collected on behalf of government to be used for taxpayers. The write-off is not a netting off, and I'll explain what I mean. And there's reference to the amount of monies owed by government, and we know that, and that is not something peculiar to, it's a problem related to government's cash flows and management and so on, but I wouldn't get into that. The key thing is that if you are saying, you owe me some money, and I owe you some money, the traditional approach, and it was not peculiar to one administration, was that they said, notwithstanding the fact that we owe you, you have to pay. So if you want to make it, quote-unquote, more fair, why did you not net it off against those arrears that the government owes you in the case of companies that still exist? Now, if I go with the comments of Senator McConney, if businesses have closed, let us see a list of those companies that are no longer in existence and some sense of the amount of money. Because what we are hearing is a giveaway, as far as I'm concerned, of monies collected on behalf of government.
May I ask a question? Because I don't know, and I don't think, maybe Barbados may want to know. Do we have something here equivalent to what Americans call Chapter 11, where you file for bankruptcy?
And you can file for bankruptcy here. I don't want to gain technicality.
But would that still be inclusive of taxes and so on for companies that no longer exist?
I would prefer to do the research on that and so on. But the point I'm making is that in relation to the VAT, government is attempting to make amendments to the legislation. The key thing that I have been trying to understand, that in the debate and the explanation and the elaborations given by the ministers and so on, there are a couple of questions that we need to have properly clarified. What is the amendment really seeking to do? And it is very clear in what I read when I quoted from the legislation, the bill that would have been put in Parliament that is on the website, that it is seeking to write off taxes and the penalties and interest in a particular period, and in a more recent period, it is seeking to waive the penalties. In other words, in the second instance, they're saying, look, these penalties are going to make it more burdensome, but we want to collect the money that you collected on behalf of the government. In the first instance, in those 4 years, they are saying, we will let you keep the money you collected, and we will not ask you to pay any penalties on that. So in other words, you are taking, as I said in earlier, if it is $10 when it was 10%, $15 when it was 15% on $100, or $17.50 when VAT is 17.5% mm-hmm. on $100, we are going to let you keep that. It was paid by old grannies, relatives, agents, tourists, whoever, but that is money not generated by the person's business. Well, it's generated to the extent that once they sell a product or service, they collect VAT. Mm-hmm. But that was not money that belonged to them. And so how, it's not to say that you're saying we're going to let you write off corporate tax or something. This is money that you collected on behalf of government, money that goes to the consolidated fund to pay for the same hospital that you were talking about, to pay for our schools, to pay for our roads, etc. Mm-hmm. And so to do that, it makes absolutely no sense. I would expect.
But you want more info. I think it's only fair, and you're correct, to get a little bit more clarity on it.
I am going with what has been said. I mean, I could go on to read more.
Sorry about Maxie. We do have a lot of calls, so if we could,
okay,
we could just wrap it up.
Okay, I know there are a lot of calls, but Ms. Haig, you know, it's interesting that I held on for almost an hour, and I listened to people talk for 20 minutes and so on. But the key point is, yes, there are a lot of calls, and I will let you go because I really exercise some patience. You know, I used to be a moderator, so I know.
Yes, well, I was about to say, I believe you used to be, so you know what it's like.
Calls come before me, it tells me something. But the key point is the explanations given by the ministers, the debate that took place in both houses, those things do not speak to all the provisions of the legislation. And in particular, they do not speak to the one part of this that I think is creating serious concern on the part of taxpayers, and that is the whole question of a write-off of taxes, interest, and penalties in those years, 1996 to 2000. Okay. They have not given amounts. They have not said what is the state of the companies, whether they're companies that no longer exist, etc.
Well, that's why I had asked you if the companies...
It really is serious giveaway in a time when people are being asked to carry a significant burden. Thanks for hearing me.
Thank you so much, Maxine. Thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a point A to make. I recently was complaining about electricity pole in 4th Avenue, Goodland. You there?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm Minister Booker from Goodland, a senior citizen. But it seems to me that all the people try, no, I ain't getting no place. And I now come from out there watching the pole that it have two big cracks in it, and the whole center of the pole is hollow because the termite eat it out. Because the house that was it was against, the termite eat down the house, and they had to throw the house in the skip and move it. But the termite is in the pole. And I keep complaining, and the pole keep leaning towards me.
Who are you complaining to?
Hello?
Who were you complaining to?
I was complaining to the Light and Power all the time, and then Corey. I called up on the pole, and Corey was walking and it for me. And I am so skeptical now that the rain coming in more, and the wind blowing at the pole about shaky. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I could get somebody.
So you got through to Lighting Power, and they know, or you did not?
I called them ever since because the wire was dropped and rubbing out my antenna. So I went to cut a fork stick in the bush and push it up as high as I could have pushed it off the house antenna and nail it on there. Lighting Power sent someone here earlier in the week before Kodoma's time, so, and they asked me, you was the man with the stick that got the wire hole up? I say, yeah. You Joel Booker? I say, yeah. I say, well, that's the pole there, and that's the condition of the wire. You see the wire drop again, do I have it hole up with the pole? It needs fixing, and I say, it's 7 years now there was a change that pole. Since they changed the one below and cut it off and left half in the earth, and this one was to change and they've never come back. I would like if you, madam, could help me at this hour to call somebody and let them really come and see the condition of this pole and got on all the flow wire and the electricity wire, how dangerous it is in this time that come in. I got the number of the pole here. TDJ.
Say the pole number out.
TDJ.
T as in dog. T as in Tom. D as in dog. J?
TDJ.
Okay.
931. That is the number and the pole that right up. TDJ 931. I would like something to do
and
before.
And the address?
Number 1 Avenue, Goodland, Tenetree, St. Michael.
All right.
So that it need looking at, it really need, if somebody in the tower can go and you like about us come, instead of sending these people that just come in and suck in the teeth and going along. You understand? They have no conscience because I had this stick, push it up. I was good to go in the bush at 75 years old and cut the stick and push it up. And they come in and suck in the teeth and going along. They ain't saying nothing. They say they're going to come back. I ain't see nobody come back. It need to look and it lean towards my neighbor's house and it's going to damage my house too. But if it fall and it ain't too far from falling, because the tower might eat out the hole inside the base skin outside. Like, you know, somebody got on a suit and inside they ain't bad and they're dirty and they just suit make them look up. That's how the pole look. So it needs something. Do, Mom, if you could help me, may the Lord bless
we're
this. You
certainly
going
to reach out to the Light and Power. They're normally very, very good listening yeah, to my, this program.
Yeah.
And you said they went there already? Did you see
I can't,
an actual
no, I
light?
I went. I just seen a citizen, so I just
no, I'm asking
them.
You if Light and Power, you said, showed up there already with
yeah,
their truck?
Yeah, they ain't come back since. They ain't tell me nothing. They ain't come back since.
How long ago was that, sir?
Hello?
How long ago you saw Light and Power, the truck?
I tell them, come here a little before Kaduma time. Mm-hmm. And look at it and went long. They ain't tell me nothing. All they asked me my name, if it's the man that had his stick push up the wire. And mm-hmm. I tell them yes, but they ain't say nothing. They just drive off and went long. Nobody ain't come up. This pole need to change, do something, because the wire drop again. Although I had his stick in the air with it, mm-hmm. and it leaning towards the house, and I know it's going to fall. It's going to fall, because it's 7 years since that pole was to move. And if they could send somebody that responsible for Light and Power and look at it, you're going to see how quick they're going to move and change it, because it needs changing. We are in danger how it leans to the houses. And I will like help, madam. I will like some help.
And
if
we
could
certainly, we're reaching out to the Light and Power. I know Jackie normally listens, and her assistant, the communications assistant. What you can do is to also leave your number with the producer. And let's see if we can exchange the information for you.
Listen,
get some feedback
you,
here.
You could take the number. I'm fighting to give my number. Can I get in the book? 425-7389.
425-7389.
Yes. If it's in the book and people
well,
finding it.
Okay.
I
well, Light and Power,
it.
If you're listening, then you don't need us to call you. He's given his number, 425-7389. Desperately in need of a pole to be repaired before it damages his house. I'm assuming, and I don't know if the Light and Power is responsible for that particular pole, if it's an electrical pole, if it's a cable for the communications people in terms of flow. I'm not sure. So hopefully, who's ever responsible, please call the gentleman and lend some assistance so we don't have any further problems that we would probably regret. Thank you very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Shonda Grenville. I'm calling about my mama house at Country Park Talk, Country Park Towers, Country Road State, Mega Block State. See?
Mm-hmm.
Joanne, my mom was working at Beauty Foy Barbados. My mom was working at Beauty Foy Barbados, and she get laid off. Her rent went up in a raise. They come and they give my mother a blue paper, say they was going to evict her, she don't pay the rent.
Who did that? The company?
National Housing. My mom paid it now, and she almost get it down. But right now, I going up there, and they calling them, and they telling them my mom house leaking. A gentleman come and take a picture with it, and say he a carried to the people up at the point. Up to now, nobody from National Housing ain't come and look at my mom's house. My mom tries to pay off them, but my mom's house leaking so bad that she even had a washing chair cushions. It's that bad. I'm tired. to the national house when the wall puts she out. She paying when a but when a steady kind of fixy house.
Oh dear. When was the when was this eviction notice? It came what recently?
It came earlier this year, 2019. My mom, me, my sister, my uncle tried to help. She paid it down. And she paid it down. Or the other time she, oh, it coming down good. It's going nice. She paid the rent. She paid the arrears. But stay at nobody comes to fix she house yet. It's leaking so bad that even it goes so bad now that the tiles in the bathroom coming off the wall. And she calling people all the time and nobody here coming. All the time she is, oh, they ain't got no tiles. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. She have to buy a mixer for the shower. They ain't got no mixer. But the wall fix she for because she ain't get the right to pay.
All right. The if you could leave your number with the producer, we are going to call you, okay? And see if we can get some information to the NHC to see what assistance we can get to you. But we do have to know break now for the latest. And really sorry to hear about that situation with an eviction notice, but good to hear that it's being paid. But of course, we've heard that there's some challenges at the NHC, but it'd be good to hear from the NHC, or maybe we can make some contact to see whether or not we can help. Welcome back. I just want to read a quick WhatsApp message before it disappears because it's not holding a charge right now with the iPad. Good afternoon, Ms. Haig. I heard your opening remarks this morning with reference to the peritoneal dialysis unit. Unfortunately, I was on my way to the hospital to the PD unit as I am a PD patient. Thank you very much for highlighting the unit, and I told the nurses what you said. We have excellent, caring, compassionate, knowledgeable nurses here. Thank you again for mentioning the unit, and please remember the two doctors, the nurses, and the patients in prayer. These are patients that are dialysis, and of course we will, and always remember you in prayer, and to know that with the assistance from the public, or the continued assistance from the public, and corporate Barbados, we're hoping to see a better unit and by extension, a better QEH hospital. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. All right. We have lost that call. I do want to mention something because we only have a 15 minutes left, and it pertains to water. There are a lot of people in Barbados right now that don't have access to water for one reason or another. It could be because they're squatters, and the other reason... Hold on 1 second, sir. I just wanted to finish something. It could be because they're squatters, and it could also be because... the mere fact that they've inherited the land, the house, and there's no... will. So you then have to get what we call letters of administration and so on and so forth. And people want to build and they've already got clearance to build. There are other issues that would hold up that process. But what I'm saying is that maybe what the BWA, or should I say the government, the policy, because BWA don't set their own rules and regulations, the government would pertaining to water, but maybe allow for a temporary water connection for people who are waiting for letters of administration so that we don't withhold the right to water to human beings. And in particular, the good people in St. Thomas and Allen View, that is not a zone one. It is because they're by Harrison's cave, maybe they can set up a sewage system there so that we can protect the environment. But we certainly should not withhold water connections for some of these silly reasons. And when I say silly, I mean for reasons that we can sort out. It's a human problem, and or should I say a man-made problem? It can be man-solved. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon. My apologies. Hello. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon, Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to call to give some balance to our country and the economic situation, because in spite of it all, I think everyone got their checks last week. I mean, from NIS and pensions, and the thing about it is that I got mine and I was so thankful and came out early enough that I could have go in the supermarket. And
mm-hmm. You're one of the pensioners on invalidity, yeah, as
and
well?
And yes. So, okay. I mean, we have so much to thank God for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right to say when you have certain issues, you speak about it, but we should also give thanks that our government is able to do that.
But let me ask you, you're not one of the people on invalidity benefits that you were impacted. You're not talking about that.
No, I am. I have some friends who is on the normal pension and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is, it's still amazing that we are a small country. And some years ago, you know, Greece had a problem and some of the other big countries had a problem and they couldn't even pay insurance. They couldn't pay pensions and they had to borrow this big set of money and so on. And they still see us, you know, floating. We haven't sunk. And this is not just for the benefit of the DLP. The DLP is that during the times of hardship, they saw that person's got that check. It might come late sometimes. But I think we still have a need to give thanks. We have a beautiful country here. And just let us look around at what we can do to help. Let us do to help. For instance, the nurses at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when you go there and you would approach the nurse or the doctor and ask them about your relative, they would speak to you. But some people are just going so rough. I suppose they are anxious about their relatives and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they get all upset before they could go and speak to the doctors or nurses properly. Like, my aunt was there and she, I saw that. I came earlier, I saw her food was still there. And because the nurse was dealing with other persons. And I fed her with her food. And I used to go and feed her from, you know, her food. So what we can do to help, we can do to help. If you're at home and your child is, well, most persons always make sure they're there for children. But if your elderly relative or relative is there and they need some help, do as much as you can until the government get things started out. I still think that we are doing pretty good for a nation. We don't produce a lot. And that is one of the things, though, that I think our government needs to get into production. Mm-hmm. So that we don't only depend on the tourism, but I see our prime minister going around, you know, making links with the African nations. And so
you are happy with where you are now, as a citizen? Are you comfortable with the changes and with the plans from this administration?
I still have lack. Mm-hmm. I still have lack, but I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting to see, because even in our own situation, in our own homes, mm-hmm. when you make changes, you know, sometimes your children or family members may not understand mm-hmm. and they get mad.
Well, change is always good. Change is always good.
But it is hard. See?
But I'll say this, though. If it ain't broken, don't try to fix it either. There's always two sides to it. It's always good to change things that really need changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean desperately need changing. But if you don't have to upset something and ruffle it up, sometimes it's good to leave it alone until it's really time to change it. I don't believe in changing something for changing its sake. I don't believe in any government coming in and trying to make something their own if they want to change something that is actually working. That doesn't make sense from any government at all,
right,
just because you want to call it your own. That's something I don't subscribe to.
Right. I don't have it 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, you know, in the name of the Lord, I'm just giving thanks. I wake up this morning and we have a beautiful day. I mean,
amen.
Let's look around and just thank God for what we have.
I agree with you.
I'm trying to help. I agree.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Well, we'll take another call down to Brass Stacks. Good afternoon.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
I was listening to the program most of the morning, and you were focusing a lot on the QEH, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
I was a patient at the QEH for 16 weeks in 2016 with what was supposed to be a minor injury to one of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up spending 16 weeks, as I said, in the hospital. The doctors, nurses, housekeeping staff, and other support staff were wonderful, caring, and extremely professional. And I'm saying to Barbadians, yes, I'm sure they've got some challenges along the way. Any big organization does. Mm-hmm. But we should be proud of the work that is being done at the QEH and support it as much as we possibly can. And we don't necessarily have to support it with money, but as a lady there was suggesting, by going to the hospital to look after relatives and assisting them.
Yes.
Wherever.
Well, let me ask you something. If you had to see some improvements done, of course they need some improvements, we know that. What would be on the top of your list for the QEH?
The top of my list would be some additional staff.
Yes.
And some additional specialized equipment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because some of the tests that I had to take had to be done outside of the hospital.
You had to pay? You had to pay for that too.
I had to pay for those tests, but I didn't have to pay anything at the hospital.
Right, right.
And that is what I would like to see, some additional staffing and some upgraded or modern whatever
equipment
or additional.
I'll tell you what I would like to see, and I think everybody would agree with this one. The accident and emergency really can use some help. I've seen patients in the corridors because there's so many of them, and the area is not a big area. When you really look at accident and emergency, it's not big at all. It's pretty cramped.
It's not a big area, and I know the government is saying that they're going to extend it. Mm-hmm. But one of the challenges, certainly that I've heard about, is where people are abandoned in the accident and emergency. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they're on beds that other people need, and that leads to some additional confusion, and mm-hmm. you know,
people can take a while to being down there trying to get space in the ward as well. We know that there are challenges, but but what can we do as citizens and corporate Barbados? And this morning, the machine stood up for
citizens,
me. Mm-hmm.
What we need to do as citizens is to be understanding. Mm-hmm. And be thankful for what we have. You can. There are a lot of people who cannot access. In the United States, I lived in the United States for a couple of years. You cannot access medical attention unless you have insurance or can pay for it.
That's true.
There are a number of families who went into bankruptcy in the United States trying to settle their medical
healthcare. Right on that point because you don't know how lucky we are in that regard.
To be thankful for what we have in this country. Yes, there are challenges. Let's work together to solve them. Mm-hmm. And we will go a long, long way.
Thank you so much for your positive words. Really, breath of fresh air. We are going to take another call. Yes, down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I heard a lady just now say that she's very thankful and happy that she received her pension. Mm-hmm. But, Joanne, let me tell you, the invalidity benefit has not been returned. I heard Mr. Jordan say it's going to return and review. It has not been returned. Okay. I don't know where she get her money from.
No. She wasn't. That's why I asked her specifically if it was invalidity benefit. She was just speaking probably of a regular pension check. But what I will say to you is I sat in this chair last week, Monday, and the minister of in the Ministry of Finance, Mr. Ryan Strawn, he called the program and he spoke about the invalidity benefits and that they will be made retroactive. So I think it was March that they had stopped the payments. So you should see March payment, April payment, May, June, and July, and August, I would believe, in the month of August, because he says that every person that was impacted will receive their pension in the month of August when we are in this month. So whatever time those pensions are normally due, if it's the 20th or the 21st, you can look then for that check in the mail. And if we don't see it, then you can certainly call us back. But he did make that statement publicly.
What I would tell you, what I would tell
August
you,
is
Joanne,
the month.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't come on the 27th. What would tell you when
27th?
They called
there
this morning? Mm-hmm. When they called this morning, lady tell me, they have not received no information, no documents, no letter. I said to return it. She said she's just like me. She heard it all over the area and all the news and all the broadcast paper, but Nothing has come to their office as yet saying it must be restored. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we have the minister on record Monday last week on Brass Tacks, and he came out and he spoke about that. So, again...
I told her so, too, but she said she told me she heard it, too, but she told me she heard it.
Well, let's wait until the 27th. Let's see if the postman is going to bring you your check. And let's hope that Brass Tacks will be flooded with calls the very next day saying that people have received their checks, because we think that this one, all moderators feel the same way I do. We've all made a plea for it. We've all begged while we sat in this chair. We felt that it was something of grave concern to the most vulnerable people in the country.
Exactly.
The minister did respond in all fairness, and he did say that you can expect to see the money back in August, and we are in the month of August. He was referring to 2019 August and not next year. So just hold strain, buddy. Hold strain.
Hold strain. And
hold strain.
If it does return, I will call, and it'll
be the first to call. Be the first to call.
I'll be the first to call. I say thank you. I was one of the first person that started complaining about it.
Yeah, well, it was a bad move, whatever it was.
Very bad move.
It was a bad move. But
thank you very much, Sherman.
Thank you. I want to thank my producer, John, for making sure he kept his hands on the button when he needed to. I want to thank the callers. A special thank you again to the nurses and the doctors at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, at the polyclinics, and, of course, to the patients that are on dialysis. Just keep holding on, and with the support of Barbadians and corporate Barbados, with those machines and with the transplants that they're now doing at the QEH, life can be a lot easier. I want to thank everybody for calling and everybody for listening. I'm Joanne Haig. Until, God bless.